Hi people and hello my Chili Con Carnes crew, it's Chili here for a 5-minute review on David Gilmour's latest solo offering, and it's called The Metallic Spheres in Colour. This is actually a collaboration effort, and it is a bit of an effort that was overshadowed because only the week after this was released, Roger Waters of course dropped his album Dark Side of the Moon, Redux. Yeah, so I didn't even notice that this album had come out for, you know, just a couple of days after I did that whole review and being a bit over the whole Pink Floyd experience right upon that album. I didn't want to venture deep into this until I found out that this album was actually done with The Orb. The Orb, if you are unaware, is this UK electronic act, and they've got a really intriguing past. They've been around for decades. They're pretty well known from the 90s and stuff like that, but probably their biggest claim to fame is actually releasing or having the longest song hit the charts. You know, they released a song called Blue Room back in like 1992. It's a 39-minute track, and it actually charted, got to like number 26, I think it was, and it's just ridiculous. I think the video clip also was just them playing a game of chess and waving at a camera. Of course, it wasn't radio edit, but that kind of gives you an idea as to The Orb and what they're about. They're an ambient electronic group, you know, and they've just been doing long songs. So here they are teaming up with David Gilmour for an album, and I did say it was Metallic Spheres in Colour. It's technically a re-release of an album that they did roughly a decade ago, and that album of course is the Metallic Spheres album. 2010 was that album. So Metallic Spheres in Colour is a remix of that original album from 13 years prior, and basically what happened was when the original was released, it was largely forgettable, to be honest. I didn't even know it existed up until maybe a couple of months ago when I found the single, and I went through David Gilmour's, you know, discography and saw, oh, this album here that I haven't heard, and it was intriguing. I can't admit that it was glorious, but it was very intriguing. And what there is a little segment here, I guess, on Rate Your Music that someone wrote a nice little section about. It kind of describes the original album. The Orb and David Gilmour joining forces probably seemed like a good idea to all parties involved, and theoretically, it could have been something really special. Somewhere in the execution of the project, though, a key element was relegated to a small, mostly forgotten broom closet, that element being risk-taking, and that is important, I guess. The biggest problem is a pervasive sense of compromise. Gilmour lets Alex Paterson and Youth create a kind of generic Orb 101 framework, and of course they are feeling a bit tickled that an electronic act with such cachet, dwindling a bit, approached him with an egalitarian offer, while The Orb, feeling a sense of reverence for Gilmour the legend, gave him a lot of latitude to add his instantly identifiable signature touches. Problem is that neither party wants to step on each other's toes, and I guess that really surmised that album. You know, both of them just didn't get out of their groove and just didn't work in the end. You know, it's a decent album. What we have here when they come back to this Metallic Spheres in Colour is that The Orb approached David Gilmour and said, we want to remix the album, we want to touch it up. And so this one is a little bit more electronic, a little bit more experimentation. I'm not going to say grand amount, but it is certainly a better effort in that electronic sense. So if you are a person like me who enjoys, of course, David Gilmour's playing guitars and stuff like that, with ambience in the background, ambience, electronics, then this is going to be an album that you might really enjoy. You know, if you like that whole ambience section or just something to play in the background, I guess, you know, nothing too crazy, then this could be an album that you might want to pick up and listen, because, you know, it is a long record. It's something like 40 plus, nearly 40 minutes long, I think, four tracks. Each track is nearly 10 minutes in length, and it's interesting. I'm going to say that probably is the best way to describe it, and I like it. It's pretty cool. I played it probably once or twice. You know, it was enjoyable, but very much background stuff. I can't stress this point too much. You know, I couldn't say the David Gilmour solos were flawless or memorable, unfortunately. This was a fine album, and once again, of course, it has been overshadowed. This release of the Metallic Spheres in Colours has been overshadowed by the whole Roger Waters solo saga and that whole shit show that's going on with Roger Waters right now. But, you know, if you are over Roger Waters like I am right now, maybe David Gilmour and this is a welcome distraction, just as it might be. So I think you should go check it out, people. I really do. Overall, I would give this album a score of, say, 4 million chilies on the spicy scale. I don't think there's any favourite tracks, because after all, there's really four tracks, each of them split into two, and they're decent enough. I guess my final thoughts in regards to this album are like this. You know, the Orb have had some time to step away from that project and don't have to be threatened, maybe, by the presence of David Gilmour and treading on these toes. So he's had a chance to relook at the project and go, you know what, I wasn't happy with this. And that's fair to say, which is much more than Roger Waters can say about his bloody project. You know, Dark Side of the Moon was perfect, but however, that's a different story. Go check out that review. Metallic Spheres in Colour was not. Metallic Spheres, I should say, wasn't a perfect project. This one, it seems like the Orb just said, all right, let's do it a little bit more to our style, to our liking, and then put it out there. I do recommend, if you do love David Gilmour's solo stuff, check it out. And if you do enjoy the Orb, check them out as well. Check this whole album out. It's really worth a shot. If you've enjoyed this content, make sure to smash that like button, subscribe to us, and stay notified for future music-related content, because it keeps our manager happy at the end of the day. We are also on Discord, Instagram, Facebook, and all those other social platforms if you want to check us out. As always, people, you have a great day, and stay spicy.